Pinchin Lane was a row of shabby, two-storied brick houses in the lower quarter of Lambeth. I had to knock for some time at number 3 before I could make any impression. At last, however, there was the glint of a candle behind the blind, and a face looked out at the upper window.
"Go on, you drunken vagabond," said the face. "If you kick up any more row, I'll open the kennels and let out 43 dogs upon you."
"If you let one out, it's just what I have come for," said I.
"Go on," yelled the voice. "So help me gracious, I have a wiper in this bag and I'll drop it on your head if you don't hook it."
"But I want a dog," I cried.
"I won't be argued with," shouted Mr. Sherman. "Now stand clear, for when I says free, down goes the wiper."
"Mr. Sherlock Holmes," I began, but the words had a most magical effect, for the window instantly slammed down, and within a minute the door was unbarred and open. Mr. Sherman was a lanky, lean old man, with stooping shoulders, a stringy neck, and blue-tinted glasses.
"A friend of Mr. Sherlock is always welcome," said he. "Step in, sir. Keep clear of the badger, for he bites."
"Oh, naughty, naughty! Would you take a nip at the gentleman?"
This to a stoat, which thrust its wicked head and red eyes between the bars of its cage.
"Don't mind that, sir. It's only a slow worm. It ain't got no fangs, so I gives it the run of the room, for it keeps the beetles down. You must not mind my being just a little short with you at first, for I'm guyed at by the children, and there's many a one just comes down this lane to knock me up. What was it that Mr. Sherlock Holmes wanted, sir?"
"He wanted a dog of yours."
"Ah, that would be Toby."
"Yes, Toby was the name."
"Toby lives at number 7 on the left here."
He moved slowly forward with his candle among the queer animal family which he had gathered round him. In the uncertain, shadowy light, I could see dimly that there were glancing, glimmering eyes peeping down at us from every cranny and corner. Even the rafters above our heads were lined by solemn fowls, who lazily shifted their weight from one leg to the other as our voices disturbed their slumbers. Toby proved to be an ugly, long-haired, lop-eared creature, half-spaniel and half-lurcher, brown and white in colour, with a very clumsy, waddling gait. It accepted, after some hesitation, a lump of sugar which the old naturalist handed to me, and, having thus sealed an alliance, it followed me to the cab and made no difficulties about accompanying me. It had just struck 3 on the palace clock when I found myself back once more at Pondicherry Lodge. The ex-prize-fighter McMurdo had, I found, been arrested as an accessory, and both he and Mr. Sholto had been marched off to the station. 2 constables guarded the narrow gate, but they allowed me to pass with the dog on my mentioning the detective's name.